Did those guys run prior in Hayden?
Like, oh, yeah, they tried to move around today. They did. Mm-hmm.
So is it
obviously prior to run better than Hayden? I guess you can assume that. Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see where we're on Sunday.
Hugh, with the injury to Joe and Burley being down and Howard going to safety, do you need to make any moves at corner?
We might, you know, might need to.
The kind of yardage game that Cody had last week, that has to give you confidence to perhaps even increase the amount of the different plays that he might look at this week then, right?
Well, yes and no. You know, the plays are decided based on our game plan. So, you know, sometimes things have come up that way and get a chance to make plays. I don't know if we're going to look at any different plays. We'll do whatever we think we need to do to win the game.
You, yesterday, we talked to Joe and he said, hey, if you can't run against A.J. Green, you're pretty much, you know, you're out of luck, so to speak. If you don't have Joe on Sunday, obviously that's a pretty big concern. But how do you compensate for that loss when trying to shut down a guy who's...
Find a way. You got to find a way. I mean, that's what it comes down to. If he's not able to go, I mean, he's the next man up, and we got to get it done. You know, that's part of it.
What your emotions will be like Sunday when you're out on that field that you spent so much time on and looking across it.
Right. I appreciate you asking, but this is not my first rodeo. You know, it's not the first time I've been someplace else and gone someplace else. And so I've been through this before. This is a game we're trying to win. So the emotional part will be, like you said, there's a lot of memories there, great memories there. But at the same time, you know, they're trying to beat our team, and we're trying to beat their team. So I'm sure there'll be some high fives and handshakes to people who have met a lot to my career. But you know, we're there to play a game, and that's what we're focused on.
We talked to Coach Horton about Danny Shelton a little bit, but we haven't talked to you about him lately. Just how do you see him coming along? What do you think of his development this year?
Improving, getting better. Has played extremely well the last about 3 weeks, and I think he's getting better, you know, every day, understands the demands of his position and what's expected, and starting to meet those demands, and he's doing well.
When you can have a dominant nose, what does that do for the defense? How does that change?
It's tough. You know, the way they have to block things, you know, is different. He will force double teams where normally you wouldn't have to double team. So he's been very disruptive, you know, in the middle of the line. He needs to continue to do so.
You, Eifert plays for the first time this week. How does it change their offense?
He's a good player. I mean, anytime you get good players back, it always changes your offense or defense. He's a tremendous competitor and catch the ball, make plays. It's a matchup issue. You know, there's a lot of things he can do. So, but he hasn't played football in a long time, you know. So, again, you know, they probably will stick him out there if he's able to go, but, you know, he's got to go play.